This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we commence, can I ask everybody to just come to the front, please? Please move forward. I always say when people sit at the back, it's a quick exit. We don't want a quick exit. We want you to remain as long as possible in the masjid. Come sit forward, please, so that those that come in, they do not have to climb over you to get to the gaps in front. This is highly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khair. And the other thing is, even if you come to the first safia, I do not bite, don't worry. But khayru sufufi rijal awwaluha. The best of lines and saf for the men is the first. And so it will follow. That is a statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please come forward and fill the gaps. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who guided us to this beautiful true religion of Islam. And therefore we testify that none is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He has no partner. We also testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was sent with the truth, a bringer of good news, a warner. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered his message, discharged his obligations, advised the people, and we are the witness to that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choices, blessings, mercy, salutations, love and compassion be on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and friends, and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Beloved brothers and sisters, respected elders, respected viewers, listeners, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of Surah Al-Mulk, says to us very clearly, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. Blessed is he in whose hands is the kingdom, and he has power over all things. He, Allah, who created death and life, that he may try which one of you is the best in deeds, and he is the mighty, the most forgiving. Here the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that he is the owner of the entire kingdom, the sovereign of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating us with a purpose in life, and the aim is clearly stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created jinn, I have created men only that they should adore me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made life in this world as a test, as an exam for all of us. And whosoever succeed and pass the exam in this world will be successful by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who fail the exam, they know what the consequence will be the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah created man, gave us the ability of choice, to choose what is right and what is wrong, what is halal and what is haram. We have been given that choice, and no other creature that Allah has created was given that particular choice. I give you one simple example in terms of choice, and that is as the new year, 2025, January, was ushered in, there was also the month of Rajab that was ushered in. What choice did we make? Yet Allah gave us the choice to regard the sanctity of the month of Rajab, or are you more concerned about the 1st of January, which is New Year's, 2025. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the choice. Unlike the cattle, unlike the other creatures that Allah created, everything else that Allah created was created for the benefit of man, something we might not realize. But if we listen to Surah Ibrahim, verse 32 to verse 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa anzala min as-samai ma'a فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. Listen to this beautiful verse. This verse that Allah tells us that everything was created for us as human beings. Allah is He who created the heavens and the earth, sent down the water from the clouds, then brought forth with it the fruits and the sustenance that He gave to you, O man. He has made the ship subservient to sail in the ocean for you, O man. He has made subservient to you the sun and moon, so that they follow their causes. He has made subservient to you, man, night and day. He gave you all that you asked for. And even if you want to count or analyze one ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dissect it, you will never be able to do justice to it. Truly, Allah says, verily man is very unjust and very ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected. And let us not be of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even commanded the angels to bow down to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. The angels, the malaika, to bow down to man. And yet we know they followed the command except the one who was arrogant, the one who was haughty, the one who said, Ana khayrun min, I am better than him. Why? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You have created me from fire and you've created him from clay. What is man doing today? How do they behave today? The superior complex that they have. It is not no more خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. Today the superior complex is, I have more money than you. I have more authority than you. I am better than you. That is what's happening today. The same that Iblis did at the time of the creation of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. We have become, so many of us have become so arrogant that we still look down on other people today. And that is one of our downfalls as this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ in Surah Ar-Rahman. The earth Allah has made for all living creatures. Today you find some of the creation of Allah, of human beings, they believe that they are the only ones who have the right to live on this earth and nobody else because of their superiority. Are they not the brothers of Shaitan? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on this earth, all living creatures, is for us as human beings to enjoy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Allah placed us on this earth to test us all. We must ask ourselves, are we in a position to analyze if we are passing the test that Allah has placed us? Because Allah says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is talking about our deeds. Ask yourself, are we really in that position to say that our deeds is right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now you see, when you see the arrogant, the haughty ones, or the rejecters of faith, the unbelievers, and they come on this earth and they say to the believers that we are better than you. Why can they say that? Because they are proud of who they are. They are proud to be unbelievers. They are proud to be kuffar. We are not proud to be mu'mineen. We must start becoming mu'mins. We must start becoming rabbaniyun, that we follow Allah and be proud of who we are. Not superiority, no. But be proud of your faith. Be proud that you're a Muslim, that you're a mu'min. We have lost that. We have become shy to be regarded as believers. And with the result, the consequence of that is that the kuffar, they have grown stronger because they have the outlook of unity. How to live together. As Muslims, and let us be frank about it. Let us not say that we are being harsh. No, let us be honest. And the honesty is that Muslims have become disunited. And this is why we have become weak. We have not followed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet Allah says in Surah Hud, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. Allah brought you into being. Allah gave you this earth to live on, to dwell in it. And therefore, you must show your best deeds. Ask Allah to forgive you and turn to Him. May Allah forgive us all. One of the greatest purposes of our creation is that we became the representative, the Khalifatullahi fil ard, a representative that must rule this earth. Not just ruling the earth, but to rule the earth with justice, with love, and full striving, and not to abandon the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we start abandoning the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be afflicted by a people who has no justice in them, who has no mercy or love in them. Today we find we like to point fingers. We like to play the blame game. And this is where we fall short. It is no use we blaming and cursing the unfair ones that is being unfair to us. Because the curse is only going to bounce back to us. Because the real aggressors, my dear brothers and sisters, believe it or not, is the program of life. It regulates every single affair of men on the foundation of what? Number one, faith. The foundation of morality. The foundation of proper upbringing. The foundation of politics and war. Islam covers the entire spectrum of the human being. So if man conducts himself and his life according to an ideology that is against the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then naturally the consequence of that, the kuffar is going to surpass them. And we are supposed to be the people of faith. They will be the successful ones. In this world, yes. And if we properly utilize the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was given to us, then we will be able to surpass them by miles and kilometers. They discovered that in unity lies their strength, and thus pointing out to us that in our disunity lies our weakness. Look at what's happening today amongst ourselves. And I said, let us be frank and let us be truthful. There's fights happening. People are being called kuffar simply because they don't adhere to the way you think. We have Salafis. We have Sufis. We have Sunnis. We have Shiites. We have Ismailis. We have them all. And one regard themselves as better than the other. And all these groups are jumping up from one. They're mushrooming all over the place. And one thinks they are better than the other. When the foundation is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Why are we fighting each other? Publicly, social media. We go on social media and we call one another kafir. Simply because you don't adhere to what I say and you don't dress the way I dress. Come now, my dear brothers and sisters. Is this what Islam is about? They have pointed out our weakness. So when the people of faith, they want to complain, then let us complain about our own shortcomings. Our own alienation from the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is no use blaming the enemy today. Because all the enemy is doing, they are preparing themselves to the opponent, which is Islam. They prepare themselves, whether they are plotting and planning, spying, whatever they are doing, backbiting, whatever. But they plan. They plan against Islam, and they have a long-term plan for us. The blame should be laid at our doorstep, my dear brothers and sisters, for those who were given the program of success in life. Allah gave us a successful program, yet we decide not to use it. What are we going to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the day of Qiyamah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Ya Rab, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. What are we going to say? Oh my Lord, Allah, my people, my followers, qawmi, they have ignored the Holy Qur'an. What are we going to say? Isn't that a true statement? Isn't that a true statement from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we want to have a quick glance at the affairs of Muslims currently, it does not give us a very optimistic view. Whether it is locally, whether it is nationally or internationally for that matter, we will see how disunited we have become and how weak we have become. But remember this, my dear brothers and sisters. And this is the bushra, the glad tidings. Know this from the Holy Quran. No matter how weak we become, we are able and capable of liberating ourselves. And where do we start? We must liberate ourselves from tyranny, from oppression. But the biggest liberation must come from here. Liberate our mind. This is where it needs to start. When you die as a Muslim, be grateful, because the real success and happiness is to die as a Muslim. May Allah take us on that route, inshallah. Our last be shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet, our master, our teacher, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us the real cause of our weakness. In a beautiful hadith, he says, "Yushaku al-umam an tadaa'a 'alaykum kama tadaa'a al-akalatu ila qas'atiha." فقال قائل يا رسول الله أو من قلة نحن يومئذ؟ قال لا بل أنتم كثيرون ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ولينزعن الله من صدور عدوكم المهابة منكم ولا يقذفن الله في قلوبكم الوهن فقال قائل يا رسول الله وما الوهن قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. They will eat you up like they eat a meal, says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then someone says, يا رسول الله, are we going to be a few in numbers? Are we going to be the minority? Prophet ﷺ says, no, you will be the majority at the time, but you will be like the foam on the water. It's no strength, just the foam. It can be taken any way you want. Look today, they use the Muslims as a ball. They kick them any place where they want to, and they move around. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, but remember this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in the hearts of your enemy. What is going to happen? They are not going to fear you any longer. They don't fear us. Yes, you might say they do fear us in the long future, but they don't fear us right now. And what is the wahan? Ya Rasulullah, tell us what is wahan. What is apathy? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, apathy. My dear brothers, tell me the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't speak the truth. Al-wahan, love of this world and the fear of death. Come. Sadaq al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke the truth. The love of this world, the love of this world and death, isn't that the two things we fear most today? We want this world, but we fear death. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago said, this is going to be the state of my ummah. Can't we take the lessons from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does it mean that we just wish our death to be with good deeds? No. Our death should be a means of elevating the words of truth. Our death must mean something to this world. It must be, this world must be a plantation for the year after. We're not going to live eternally here. Eternal life is in the year after. Remember this, my dear brothers and sisters. One does not gather from this world as much as possible while completely forgetting the akhirah. Everyone must start with himself. First, we need to reform ourselves. We need to criticize ourselves. How many of us have done that? Today, it's all about criticizing others. And let me tell you where it goes. We criticize authorities. We criticize ulama. We criticize the youth. We criticize the Western world. We criticize our neighbors. We criticize our family members. We criticize our spouses. We criticize our children, but nobody criticizing themselves. Criticize yourself for a moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned the ulama of Bani Israel in the Quran. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم? Do you enjoin good on men and neglect your own self? You want to tell others what to do, but you forget yourself. Imam Ali كرم الله وجهه رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. He used to say to his people in his khutab, in his sermons, the teacher of himself and the admonisher of himself is more worthy of honor and respect than the one who teaches and admonishes other people. Beautiful words. Beautiful words. I will repeat it. The teacher of himself and the admonisher of himself is more worthy of honor and respect than the one who teaches and admonishes other people. If we want reform, if we want development, we must first study our own situation, all facets of life. And when we have done that, and then we free ourselves from oppression, and then we move forward. And then we will understand what Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to change the condition of man unless he changes his own condition. So where do we start? We start from here. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to us, "Ala wa inna fil jasad la mudghah." In this body there's a lump. Idha salahat salaha al jasad kullu. If that lump is right, the whole body will be right and your actions will be right. Wa idha fasadat fasadat al jasad kullu. And if that heart is not right, the whole body will not be right. Your deeds will also not be right. So it starts with the heart. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He pointed to his heart three times and he says, At-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna. It is in your heart. This is where we have to start. We have to look at our hearts. This is where Allah looks at. Allah looks at our hearts. If you want to carry out the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, we must manifest the laws of the Quran and inculcate it in our own lives. Because, and I'll tell you why, the one who does not possess something cannot give it to others. If you only have 10 rand in your pocket, you can't give 20 rand, you can only give 10. So if you don't possess something, how can you give it to others? And therefore, we have to convince ourselves to the conviction of our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reared a generation of people, of believers. When a verse was revealed and there was a command in it, they executed that command. If there was prohibition in it, they stayed away from it. Taught them how to live the Quran. And this is how we have to fight ourselves, our own soul. Try and picture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum, la yadurrukum man dhalla idha tadaytum. Oh, you believe, take care of your own souls. Allah didn't tell me to take care of your soul, or you take care of my soul. Allah said, take care of your own souls. He who errs cannot hurt you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will call us back to Him. Allah made us shuhada'a ala nas. Allah made us the witnesses over mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa yakuna ar-rasulu alaykum shahida. Do you know where our remedy lies? Our remedy lies within our Quran. The Quran that we have neglected. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We read this when somebody is sick. He has a physical illness. But the Quran is a remedy to those who have the spiritual illness as well. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur, what is in the heart. The remedy and the ailment lies in our own hands, and we don't seem to recognize it, and we don't use it. We're disregarding the very medicine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to cure ourselves. When we become a disease-ridden people, other people look at us and they say, this is the time we can attack. Good health, through our belief, through our conduct, through our morals, through our society. That is what we can be testimony, bear testimony to. It is imperative, my dear brothers and sisters, that we not be divided amongst ourselves into little groups and parties and attacking one another. Unnecessary. We are Muslims. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read our kalima and our truthfulness, and we believe in the Holy Quran and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Division. Division amongst Muslims is only a phase. Yes, it is only a phase that we are going through. But we need to rectify that phase and come back to the basics of the Quran. And what is the basics of the Quran? Our primary objective is to first call ourselves to the truth, and then we call others to it. Let us harbor good feelings towards one another. And husnul dhan, to think good of others, is important. We're always thinking the worst of others. And you know, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan lil alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in the Quran. It is part of the mercy of Allah that thou dealt gently with them, He used to deal gently even with the kuffar of Quraysh. Have you been, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, harsh-hearted? They would have broken away and left you alone. Today, look at what we do to our own children in the masajid. We'll pull their ears, we'll throw them to the back, we'll be harsh to them. That is just in the masjid. Let alone amongst ourselves in our homes. How do we speak? Where is the rahmah? Where is the kindness that we speak to one another? Spouses with one another. Families amongst one another. Where is the rahmah? And yet because of our harsh-heartedness, people are moving away. How can you call people to Allah in a manner that is not befitting of a Muslim? Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izati al hasana. When you call people to what is right and to Allah, they do it with wisdom. Do it with wisdom. And do it with good exhortation. Do it with kindness. Why must you be harsh? And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly, let us not abandon the laws of Allah. Let us be gentle towards one another. Let us be noble towards one another. Because the highest stage of a mu'min is to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and love Allah sincerely from your heart. But if you turn away and we continue showing the disobedience to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want you to remember this. These last few words. Allah says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمَ غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And if you turn away from Allah, Allah can replace you with a people who will then be different to you, who will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us, guide us all inshaAllah. I know there's some young people with a lot of anxiety waiting for the 14th to come so they may have a good result inshaAllah. We make dua that they have good results, the matriculants inshaAllah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters wherever they might find themselves in difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring victory to those who are fighting the cause of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that are sick the health and strength, and those that have passed a high place in Jannah inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everyone is wondering probably where is Sheikh Ismail Isaacs? Where is Hafiz Zayim Raja? Sheikh Ismail Isaacs is on his annual leave. He comes back to the masjid after the school opens, which is in the week of the 20th or somewhere there. He comes back. Hafiz Zayim Raja is presently out of town in George, and those who are golfers, you will know what they do in George. We take the opportunity of thanking our beloved Sheikh Mohammed Morat for rendering a very thought-provoking, topical talk, well-researched, well-prepared, and it's always a great pleasure to have him with us. And he knows that Masjid al-Furqan and Islamia Masjid is his home. And we hope that will still be the case, because he's been asking us all to make dua for his son, who's also here, whose results are coming out next week from matric. Inshallah. Amen. We also plead to this Jamaat to make dua for our matriculants who have been with us for all the years. Their results are coming out. It's a very important result. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them success. And they do very well, as Islamia College does annually. We've been asked by Maulana Qutbuddin from the Habibia Masjid to announce that they will be having a Urs program next week, from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The details you can obtain from them, it's on their website, and all are welcomed. Lastly, if everyone can please stand and fill all the gaps so that we don't delay Sheikh Mohammed Morat after the khutbah in performing the salah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
أشهد أن لا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وما توفيقي واعتمادي وتوكلي إلا على الله. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى لعلكم تفلحون. واعلموا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قد قال: إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلحت الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسدت الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأجسادكم، ولكن الله سبحانه وتعالى ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأشار إلى صدره ثلاث مرات: التقوى ها هنا، التقوى ها هنا، التقوى ها هنا. فالتغيير يا عباد الله يبدأ بالقلب، فالتغيير يا عباد الله يبدأ بالقلب، ألا وإن ذلك في الجسد. فالله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن الكريم، وتقبل مني ومنكم تلاوته، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله كما يجب علينا من حمده وتعظيمه، ونشكره سبحانه على إحسانه وإنعامه وتكريمه، ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن نزغات الشيطان وتوهيمه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوه فإن طاعته أقوم وأقوى وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واحذروا أسباب السخط الجبار فإن أجسامكم على النار لا تقوى ثم اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر وارض اللهم عن أصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا اللهم انصر إخواننا في السودان اللهم انصر المسلمين اللهم كن لهم حافظا وناصرا ومعينا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة محمد رسول الله straighten the lines for the gaps kindly switch off your cell phones الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولله ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء قدير إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وقراءتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وجميع أعمالنا اللهم تقبل منا القليل وسامحنا بالكثير ولا تؤاخذنا بالتقصير اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المتقين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين